What's up, everybody? It's Tim Hunzey, and yes, I am still the host of the AIMP Nashville podcast, where we talk about, you know, the real stuff. Songwriting, publishing, creativity, careers, relationships, and how to really just build something meaningful in the music industry. Well, this season, we're going to continue to bring you some great conversations with people who are doing everything at a high level. To kick off this new season, today's episode, well, it's going to be me and you again. Just me and you. And I'll be honest, I want this one to feel kind of like a metronome click. I know we're in the music business. Y'all probably know what a metronome click is. Something to help us get steady. Something simple to bring us back to time. Like we're getting back into the pocket. Yes, I'm making a lot of drum references. That'll make sense here shortly. Because if you've been in this business for more than 5 minutes, you already know it can be thrilling, can be exciting, but man, can it be exhausting. And you can love it and resent it within the same week, the same day, the same hour, right? So today, I want to remind you gently, but clearly, to not forget why you got into this crazy business in the first place. I want to start with a why. I want to start with something simple too. I want to start with a story about drums, a lesson I didn't know I needed. See, when I was younger, drums, they were my thing, right? They're not kind of. I mean, they were my thing. They identified me. They were who I was when I was younger. And that is exactly how I even got into music. They were the place I felt the most alive. They were the place that I could get lost in time. It was a place where pressure melted and joy showed up. You know what I mean? Those hours I spent in my basement, just me and the drums learning all the way to playing with bands. It was just where my happiness was, right? But slowly, though, things kind of shifted over time. I started leaning into the business side, found I was really good at management. I was good at finding those opportunities and responsibilities and goals. And around somewhere along the way, I got less involved with the actual playing to where I actually stopped playing at all. I mean, add in a family and kids and life, and I just really stopped playing. And it's not because I didn't love it. It's not because I was done with it. It's just kind of, I drifted off and kind of just stopped. And I bet we've all know what that's like, to drift a little bit. And maybe you've never really put anything down long enough, but I can tell you something. When you put something down long enough, something happens to you. You come back to it, you pick it up, and you expect to play at the level like you did when you played all the time. But it doesn't come off like that. Matter of fact, it kind of stinks. You get rusty. And the frustrating part wasn't that I wasn't able to be good as I used to be. It was that I expected myself to be. I'm kind of a perfectionist. So every time I played or every time I sat down behind the drums and started to play, all I could hear is what I couldn't do. What I could feel was what my body wouldn't do, even though I know it could do it. Man, that changed everything. Because suddenly the thing that used to bring me joy started to bring me irritation and started feeling like I lost something. And I remember thinking in those moments, like, man, I don't even know if I enjoy this anymore. So again, I didn't play for a while. But then something changed. I kind of realized the problem really wasn't the drums, wasn't the time I didn't play. The problem was a little bit of my perspective. I was trying to pick right back up where I'd left off, like no time had passed. Like I could skip past this awkward stage, but I couldn't. So I made a decision. Either I could quit again and never play, or just quit playing, or I could learn again. Not necessarily perform again or not prove something again, but just simply learn my skills back. Learn how to play drums like I did when I first started. To let myself be a beginner. And then it was celebrating the simple wins of playing a basic paradiddle, holding time for an extended amount of time. I had to appreciate the slow part of it, like practicing again. I had to get back to basics and go from there. And I had to stop trying to impress any imaginary audience I had in my head, because trust me, they were there. You know what happened next? The joy came back. Because I started enjoying the process again. I started reminding and remembering why I played in the first place. And I wasn't measuring myself against the past anymore. I was just simply playing. And it hit me. I didn't fall in love with drums because I was good at them, right? I fell in love because it's how I loved to share my creativity, to create something, something real, something out of nothing but intention and time and rhythm. And there was such a joy in that, coming up with a new groove or a new way to approach a riff, anything. Now you might be thinking, well, I've gotten to that long story. Well, that thought process made me think about you, my listener, because this business does the same thing to us. We get into it because we love the thing, right? We love the song, the idea, the music, the chase, those late night voice memos, the demos that make you believe again, those songs that come out of it, and the dream that feels so crazy, yet somehow possible. Overcoming all the no's that people told you to get to where you're at. And then we're in it, right? And then when you're in it, something also changes. There's deadlines, there's pressure, there's comparisons, there's stats. It's what's working, what's not working, and why didn't that cut happen? And why isn't this single moving? And why can't I keep up with everybody else? And slowly, without meaning to, we kind of stop playing. We stop being learners. We stop being curious. We stop dreaming in that reckless, hopeful way we used to do. And creativity doesn't thrive in that space. You know, it thrives in the place where you can stop judging yourself and stop questioning yourself. Creativity thrives in a playground, not in that like court against yourself. So here's what I want to say is don't forget why you got in this. Don't forget the why, the joy, the real reason, the thing you do, even if no one clapped, even if you weren't getting paid, because there were many years where I never got paid. The thing you would do even if no one noticed. And even if you feel rusty, if creating feels a little frustrating, if you're comparing yourself to your past self or someone else's high life reel that you see online or see around you, listen, let it go. You may not be burnt out or lost. You might just need to change your perspective. You might need to give yourself permission to learn again. Time to regain your joy. Time to regain the love of the process of doing what you do for the simple joy of doing it. I hope all that makes sense. I hope that you're hearing what I'm saying as we start this new season, as we kick off this 2026 year. Yes, I realize you're going to be hearing this in March, but I'm recording this in February. But it is a new year still. New opportunities. Don't let the business overcome you and overwhelm you. Just simply remember why you do this thing that you do. And there's some things you can do to kind of keep that process in you. Like, do one thing for fun, write with no agenda, a chorus just because, or a track you'll never pitch, just play. Or maybe if you're on the business side like me and you're a song plugger, just take that crazy pitch, go through the catalog, cut some time out to just listen and be with the music. Shrink your goal a little bit, right? You know, like not I'm going to write a hit today, but just write a verse. Not I'm going to change your career kind of thing, but make that one phone call, one step in front of the other. Just do the next right thing. And protect the first hour of your creativity. This one's a big one for me. I do this every morning. I guard my mornings. Before an email, before scrolling, before the noise, just touch your work first. Sit with a coffee. Sit with a pencil or your phone, but not scrolling. Make notes. Allow yourself some time to just be and to get the day set and the intention set for what you're planning on doing. Another big one for me is reconnecting with my original influence. I go back to the songs that drove me. I go back to my mentors that are still around and I talk to them. And it just reminds me why I do what I do. Sometimes it's simple as going to a show that I loved, of a band I love, to remember why I love music. Then the quote, one of my bosses and mentors, start with crazy. This is Scott Borchetta. I gotta give him credit. Scott says this often. You start with crazy. Let yourself say that wild thing out loud. The collab, the lane shift, the new sound, the bold reach. Crazy is often the seed of the real thing. Let yourself get out there. Because the truth is, dreaming isn't childish. And a million times my mom used to say, Tim Hunzi, quit daydreaming. The daydreaming is what gives me my creativity and my strength, allows those thoughts to come into my head. Daydreaming isn't wasting time for me. It's fundamental to what I do. And I have to allow time for that and start it crazy and work myself back. Because dreaming is truly where everything starts. I want to leave you with this. Stay in love with the process. Stay in love with the creating. Stay in love with the dreaming. And then one small step at a time, stay in love with the making it come true. Start with that crazy and then make it happen. I want to take a moment too to thank you for listening to AIMP Nashville Pubcast. It means a lot to us. If this episode encouraged you, share it with a person who may need to hear it. Make sure you're subscribed because we get some great conversations coming in this new season. And I can't wait to share them with you. So until next time, have a great one and enjoy the ride.